from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Joining us now, he is Sean Devaney, NBA insider with TheHeavy.com. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Devaney. Sean, how are we doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, Sparky. How are you?
I'm really excited. I just saw a tweet in that break that gives me hope for all, all small people like myself. How tall are you, Sean?
I am a healthy 5'11", soaking wet.
Yeah, so you're too big for this. I'm 5'6", about a 145 right now, okay? The Broncos signed an undrafted free agent wide receiver out of Alabama State named B.J. West, who measures in at 5'8", 142.
142?
142!
Wow. Yeah, I know the Patriots have a guy, Pop Douglas, and he's only like 5'7", or 5'8". I think he's a little heavier than 142, though.
There's promise for us short people in the NFL. Who knew? I didn't think there was any. No promise for us, however, in the NBA at this point. Sean, let's talk about this Bucks-Pacers series, because as Bucks fans, we are refreshing constantly, trying to figure out if Giannis is going to be upgraded to questionable or not tonight. Lillard already was. They have from about another hour and 20 minutes or so to do so. Your thoughts, what you're hearing on Giannis and Lillard tonight for this series?
Yeah, I think there's a chance that Dame will go. I don't think there's much of a chance that Giannis will go. You know, not 100% on that. But, I think that with Dame, just the nature of his injury was something that maybe he could bounce back a little faster. Whereas Giannis, you know, when you're dealing with those calf muscles and it's so close to the Achilles, it's almost like a precursor to an Achilles injury sometimes. That's why everybody's so careful with those calf muscles. So you really want to be careful and think about the long term with him. So I'd be surprised if we saw Giannis tonight. Less surprised if we saw Dame. Neither is 100% either way. But I'd be less surprised. I think it's likely to me we'll see Dame, but not Giannis.
What about this last game that we had, Game 5 in Milwaukee? How surprised were you by how that game played out? Because I'll be honest, that afternoon on this show, I said the only way the Bucks can win this game is if Indiana goes cold from three like they did in Game 1. They did go cold from three starting in the second quarter. But also, the Bucks had like everybody on the roster step up and play well. Pat Bev, Bobby Portis, Beasley starting hitting threes for the first time in forever. Everything kind of went right for the Bucks in that game.
Yeah, you felt like the last couple of games before that, that the Bucks were sort of searching for an identity, and you know, well, Dame's not here. We don't have Giannis. You know, what do we do now? And everybody seemed to forget that they're all still pretty good basketball players. You know, they're in the NBA for a reason. And I thought, especially in that second quarter, you know, you saw some guys really start to get aggressive and you know, take creases. You know, if you've got the room, attack the basket. Don't look to pass necessarily, but get into the paint and try to finish. You saw that from, I thought Pat Beverly did a good job with that. I thought Pat Connaughton did a good job with that. I think Bev had, 13 assists in that game. And you know, you get Malik Beasley going from the three-point line two straight games. You know, it gives me a little hope that going into Indiana, you know, some of these guys who, again, it's almost like they needed to be reminded that they're good basketball players, that they can carry that in and at least give themselves a chance to win. You know, keep it close into that fourth quarter and give yourself a chance to win this game.
Malika Andrews had this after the last game. With Giannis and Lillard out, the Bucks became the first team ever to win a playoff game without their top two scorers from the regular season. That's a pretty crazy stat. I got another one for you. Chris Middleton shot 58.5% in the mid-range this season, 6% better than MPJ, and 7% better than KD, now shooting over 60% from the mid-range in the playoffs. Middleton has the best mid-range number of any player, minimum 150 field goal attempts in the database since 96 and 97. Is Chris Middleton one of the more underrated players in the NBA?
Yeah, and especially you get to this time of year. You know, I mean, I was listening to somebody who was saying, well, you're not going to expect Chris Middleton to do what he did in game five, you know, again in game six. And I said, well, haven't you watched this guy?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Playoffs, I mean, you know, this is he has a long history of playing very, very well, especially when the Bucks need him most. So, yeah, you know, it's kind of par for the course. I feel confident in what Chris Middleton can bring. It's a matter of, you know, what are the other guys going to bring, especially if you're not getting Dame. And then, of course, if Dame does play, you know, how effective is he going to be if he's less than 100%? Middleton is not a guy I worry about, you know, especially in the playoffs. You know, he's proven himself. He's got the resume. You know, tonight I wouldn't worry about him. It's more those role players and the guys who are filling in around him.
Sean Devaney, NBA insider, TheHeavy.com. Great website. Make sure to check that out. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Devaney. Doc Rivers has been under fire from every national person I've heard, I think, since Doc Rivers got this job. And obviously it's a lot of, oh, Doc chokes in the playoffs. Doc can't get it done in the playoffs. But with the injuries that they've suffered with Giannis, now for the fourth year out of the last 5 years being hurt in the playoffs, and then Lillard going down too, I don't feel like anybody can blame Doc if they lose this series.
What would it mean for Doc if he was the one who came back from a 3-1 deficit? You know?
Oh, I mean, there you go. Yeah.
That's always his the knock on him is the number of 3-1 advantages that he's thrown away as a coach in the past. Now, what if he's the one who comes back from one? That would be something. But yeah, you know, and I thought Doc, you know, give him some credit. For one thing, like I mentioned, I think he was one of the drivers in getting those guys to be more aggressive in game five. But I think also, you know, he made an adjustment in terms of how they play their defense and they really were just going switch crazy. I mean, they started switching everything, which I think is something you need to do against the Pacers. It's, you know, a team that runs in transition as much as they do. You know, you've got to be able to be quick with your defensive decisions. And I thought they were getting a little bogged down trying to play man. And so when he went to just switching everything, even the Brook Lopez stuff, you're gonna take some chances with that, no question. You're gonna get beat going to the basket, but you're gonna do a better job guarding the 3-point line, and we saw that. And I thought guarding the 3-point line and keeping them out of transition, the decision to switch more defensively from Doc Rivers, I thought that was really important.
Sean, the other thing about this, when we talk about this series with the Bucks and the Pacers, is just how big of a deal do you think it is if this thing gets back to Milwaukee? The Pacers then will have blown two opportunities to close out, including one in their own building. Considering how young they are, is this thing a wrap if the Bucks get this thing done tonight?
I mean, you know, look, if the Bucks can win, you get yourself going back home and the way that they handled business the other night, and you know, that's all going to be in the mind of the Pacers, which is a team that doesn't have any playoff experience. I mean, this is all gravy. The Pacers were not expected to be here. They weren't expecting to be here. They certainly weren't expecting to be in the second round of the playoffs. All that stuff is going to start to seep into their mentality, and you know, it's going to make it that much more difficult. This is not a tested group in the postseason. These are young guys, most of whom have not gathered up a whole lot of playoff experience. You know, you'd have a few guys who have experience in other places, but for the most part, you know, this is a young group that doesn't have the resume. So, yeah, you know, I certainly going back to Milwaukee for a game seven, if you're Rick Carlisle, you know, that's something you absolutely do not want to see.
Who are you taking right now as we sit here at this moment?
Well, I know where I'm talking. So
don't worry about that. The people don't know anything. Don't worry. Don't worry about that. It's just you and me, Sean.
No,
go ahead.
Honestly, I do think that the Bucks will win this. I really do. I do think that they had a wake up call in that game five, and that they've got enough pieces to take advantage of that. I think the big thing is going to be, as you mentioned, the 3-pointers. Miles Turner has been you know, so big in terms of making those 3-pointers. You know, a stat that stands out across all the playoffs that I saw is that teams that make 14 3-pointers are 19-0 in the places. If you can get in there 14, then you're going to go 19-0. So I think it's important for the Bucks to limit what the Pacers do from playoffs. I mean, you know, this is he has a long history of playing very, very well, especially when the Bucks need him most. So yeah, you know, it's kind of par for the course. I feel confident in what Chris Middleton can bring. It's a matter of, you know, what are the other guys going to bring, especially if you're not getting Dame. And then, of course, if Dame does play, you know, how effective is he going to be if he's less than 100%? Middleton is not a guy I worry about, you know, especially in the playoffs. You know, he's proven himself. He's got the resume. You know, I wouldn't worry about him. It's more those role players and the guys who are filling in around it.
Sean Devaney, NBA Insider, TheHeavy.com. Great website. Make sure to check that out. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Devaney. Doc Rivers has been under fire from every national person I've heard, I think, since Doc Rivers got this job. And obviously it's a lot of, oh, Doc chokes in the playoffs. Doc can't get it done in the playoffs. But with the injuries that they've suffered with Giannis, now for the fourth year out of the last 5 years being hurt in the playoffs, and then Lillard going down too, I don't feel like anybody can blame Doc if they lose this series.
What would it mean for Doc if he was the one who came back from a 3-1 deficit? You know?
Oh, I mean, there you go. Yeah.
That's always his the knock on him is the number of 3-1 advantages that he's thrown away as a coach in the past. Now, what if he's the one who comes back from one? That would be something. But yeah, you know, I thought Doc, you know, give him some credit. For one thing, like I mentioned, I think he was one of the drivers in getting those guys to be more aggressive in game five. But I think also, you know, he made an adjustment in terms of how they play their defense and they really were just going switch crazy. I mean, they started switching everything, which I think is something you need to do against the Pacers. It's, you know, a team that runs in transition as much as they do. You know, you've got to be able to be quick with your defensive decisions. And I thought they were getting a little bogged down trying to play man. And so when he went to just more, just switching everything, even the Brook Lopez stuff, you're gonna take some chances with that, no question. You're gonna get beat going to the basket, but you're gonna do a better job guarding the 3-point line, and we saw that. And I thought guarding the 3-point line and keeping them out of transition, the decision to switch more defensively from Doc Rivers, I thought that was really important.
Sean, the other thing about this, when we talk about this series with the Bucks and the Pacers, is just how big of a deal do you think it is if this thing gets back to Milwaukee? The Pacers then will have blown two opportunities to close out, including one in their own building. Considering how young they are, is this thing a wrap if the Bucks get this thing done tonight?
I mean, you know, look, if the Bucks can win, you get yourself going back home, and the way that they handled business the other night, and you know, that's all going to be in the mind of the Pacers, which is a team that doesn't have any playoff experience. I mean, this is all gravy. The Pacers were not expected to be here. They weren't expecting to be here. They certainly weren't expecting to be in the second round of the playoffs. All that stuff is going to start to seep into their mentality, and you know that it's going to make it that much more difficult. This is not a tested group in the postseason. These are young guys, most of whom have not gathered up a whole lot of playoff experience. You know, you have a few guys who have experience in other places, but for the most part, you know, this is a young group that doesn't have the resume. So, yeah, you know, I certainly going back to Milwaukee for a game seven, if you're Rick Carlisle, you know, that's something you absolutely do not want to see.
Who are you taking right now as we sit here at this moment?
Well, I know where I'm talking. So
don't worry about that. The people don't know anything. Don't worry. Don't worry about that. It's just you and me, Sean. Go ahead.
Honestly, I do think that the Bucks will win this. I really do. I do think that that they had a wake up call in that game five, and that they've got enough pieces to take advantage of that. I think the big thing is going to be, as you mentioned, the 3-pointers. Miles Turner has been you know, so big in terms of making those 3-pointers. You know, a stat that stands out across all the playoffs that I saw is that teams that make 14 3-pointers are 19-0. In the places. If you can get in there 14, then you're going to go 19-0. So I think it's important for the Bucks to limit what the Pacers do from the 3-point line. I think they'll be able to do that. I think if they keep switching that defensively, we'll see what adjustments Rick Carlisle makes. But I give the Bucks a pretty good chance just with their veteran experience to be able to win this thing.
I love it. And even though you probably said it because we're in Milwaukee, I still love you regardless.
I did not. No, I'm not a big gambler, but I did go on the MGM app and I put $20 on the bus.
Oh! I can send you
my
receipt. I believe you. Hey, that's good. You're putting your money where your mouth is. That's good. I want to quickly, before we let you go, I want to quickly get your thoughts. Knicks, Sixers, and B doesn't look right to me. Maxie was phenomenal, but can they get this to game seven?
Yeah, you know, certainly the Knicks are a little bit on their heels. I do think the Knicks have just been the better team up and down. The real key for the Sixers and for the Knicks at this point is going to be those role players, because Tobias Harris played really, really well, and he hadn't. Nick Batum, you know, they have some other guys who really stepped up in that last game, and that was the difference. You know, the stars are going to do what the stars are going to do. I think those other guys are really where what's going to determine. Can the Knicks take Tobias Harris out? And look, if Tyrese Maxey is going to give you 46. He's going to give you 46. You can still win that game, but you can't win it when you got a guy like Tobias Harris and those other role players contributing what they did in that last game.
Sean Devaney, NBA insider. He's one of my favorites. Check out all of his great work and everybody else's great work over at TheHeavy.com. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Devaney. Sean, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Marky.
All right, buddy. Take care. There he is, Sean Devaney.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.